what we've been talking about is this war without end that's being waged in countries around the world, and without a real knowledge of where the United States is going to go next. We've been talking about the rounding up of Arab and Muslim immigrants. We've been talking about the USA Patriots Act, the intimidation of dissent, and what this kind of all adds up to. And one of the things that the Not in Our Name Project is driving at is the sense of urgency, a real need to bring out a larger coalition in the United States as United States citizens to oppose the actions of the Bush administration. Can you talk a little bit more about this sense of urgency?
Well, I think many participated or probably participated in the April 20th mass demonstration in San Francisco and its component on the East Coast, you know, with 100,000 people turned out to march in the streets against the war and in solidarity with our Palestinian sisters and brothers under attack by the U.S. client state of Israel. But we all realize that so much more has to be done. There are so many more, tens of millions of people from coast to coast in this country need to have an avenue, have a venue to speak out. Even if there are only a few people out in Boise or whatever, and there isn't an organized anti-war committee or coalition, that they can participate in the Not in Our Name project. And we hope to use this June 6th as only as the kickoff for the project to call for demonstrations and whatever is possible for people locally later on in the fall. You know, if not us, who? And if not now, when?
The Not in Our Name pledge is happening in Berkeley on June 6th. It's at 6 p.m. It's at the corner, it's going to start at the corner of Martin Luther King and Center Street. So I wanted to get both of you to talk a little bit about the role of patriotism in all of this. Already out in the suburbs outside of San Francisco, there's red, white, and blue things being marketed. I saw bags of jelly beans today. There's lots of ribbons and stripes and banners that are being sold in great quantities, but even more so now that we're gearing up for the 4th of July. What kind of role is patriotism playing in all this, and how does the symbol of the globe that that the Not in Our Name Project has chosen, how does that try to counteract what's going on?
When I was 18, I had no reason to doubt anything anybody had ever told me, and part of that led me to join the Marine Corps out of high school like millions of other people do. And it wasn't until I had been in the Marine Corps for a few years, actually, that I began to question, you know, what exactly was I being told and ordered and to do and being part of carrying out in the Philippines, in South Korea, in Okinawa, Japan, and even in Hawaii, where we were bombing native lands, particularly the island of Kohalawe in Hawaii. Also, what was going on at the same time was U.S. Stepped up interventions in Central America. It was happening in the 80s, the tens of thousands of people that were being killed with U.S. Funded death squads in El Salvador and Nicaragua, U.S. Launching these attacks from Costa Rica. And now today we have the similar situation of stepped up intervention in Colombia. Almost $1 billion being funded to prop up these U.S.-backed governments in Latin America today. So that is what actually got me to see the interests of the people of the world just as important, I say, would be a good starting point as the people here in the United States. So this globe is a powerful symbol that could speak to the aspirations of people who want to reach out and be part of basically a global movement against. We have the biggest responsibility as people living in the U.S. to say, not in our name, you know, have common cause with the people under attack, you know, reach out a hand of solidarity with those protesters in every corner of the earth.
Can you repeat the pledge?
This is the pledge of resistance. We believe that as people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our name. Not in our name will you wage endless war. There can be no more deaths. No more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name will you invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless. Not in our name will you erode the very freedoms you've claimed to fight for. Not by our hands will we supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will you let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will you allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil. Not by our will, and not in our name. We pledge resistance. We pledge alliance with those who have come under attack, for voicing opposition to the war, or for their religion or ethnicity. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real.
Mario Santos and Jeff Patterson, thank you very much for joining me tonight. And again, if you want more information about that, you can go to the website, www.notinourname.net. And you're tuned to San Francisco Liberation Radio at 93.7. My name is Sarah Olson, here with you every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m.